The views, comments, and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of Morris Media Studios, MorrisMediaLive.com, or its affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
It's gonna be fun.
I like this shit. Kill, they got me here with my hat on backwards, nigga. I'm feeling this, nigga. Make a nigga put on a clean shirt right here.
It's time to party. Come on and roll.
Yeah, I saw you in the mall, caught that thing from behind. Exotic mommy, so I know I had to make a mind. You start walking and I reached out my hand. Gotta hurry and catch it before you catch up with your man. She like my style, I took a number. I like the look in her eyes, it kinda made me wonder. She was a trip too, she ain't waste no time. Copped a bottle and said that she be there at 9. Yeah, I was expecting a visit. I was hoping and wishing that maybe she would be with it. See, my house was stankin' and so I sprayed some prime. I opened up the door, then I kicked to the slime. Told her, how you doing, baby? I'm glad I got ya. Now that you're here, I feel I wanna rock with you. Invite you in, give you rose and wine. Pull out your chair, cause damn, you fine.
Yeah. It's time to party. Thank God it's Friday.
That shit go though.
What's poppin', man? Yo, what's poppin', man? It's your man is here, man. Kevin Tate, man. I'm right here. Welcome to the Kevin Tate Show, man. I'm glad y'all tuned in right now. It's your man's, man. Welcome here. This is the show where you're going to get the real shit uncut, man. Y'all going to get more here than you probably would get on Instagram. You're going to get more here than you probably get on my Facebook. You know, so I'm glad y'all here. This is the Kevin Tate Show. And we got a hotline, too, so I want to put that out there first. 323-293-3375 if you want to call in and be a part of the show or part of some of the topics that we have. We're going to be going over all types of shit. Some of the stuff I see, shit I don't like. I'm going to be talking about relationships. You know what I'm saying? I got my own opinion about them, chauvinistic or not, which most of the times, you just gonna get it real. You can shove it how you wanna shove it, this shit. And to my left over here, man, is my co-host, man.
Hey,
my co-host, my dog.
It's your boy, comedian Boogie B, the New Orleans representative. Holla at your boy, aka the mouth of the South. You did.
My man Boogie B put all that South. You put all the South shit on your intro. You put all the South shit.
Put it all on the intro.
Yeah,
this is my
dog.
Track.
Yeah, dog. So, yeah, we, you know what I'm saying? So, we tag team, and that's my dog right here, man. I'm glad you came out to rock with me
on
this dog.
Hell, yeah. KT, I couldn't have it any other way. Hey, you ain't tell me, nigga. I heard the little opening song, though, dog. Kev, take out some little talent.
Listen, let me tell you something, man. We got commercials, bro. We doing banners and shit, man. But, so we going over everything, man. For y'all that's just tuning in and don't even know who Kevin Tate is, man. And first of all, what we going to be talking about. Listen, we going to be discussing stuff, you know. We're going to be taking call-ins. We're going to be seeing things on the internet that I like. I'm bringing them in. I'm going to have topics that piss me off. If I get in an argument around the house and I need somebody to take my side, I'm bringing it here to y'all and shit. So, but for y'all that don't know me, man, I'm Kevin Tate. I'm a comedian, man. I'm from Detroit, Michigan. Shout out Detroit, Michigan.
Hey,
And all my
Detroit?
People tuning in from Detroit. You know, Bug, I came out here, man. Been out here 10 years, man, doing this game, man. And
out here, nigga, where is out here? The man, people don't know where
we're at. Well, we're in Los Angeles, California. Y'all don't know where I'm at? We're in Los Angeles, California, man. The Los Angeles, right off Crenshaw Boulevard, man.
Yeah, we
in
all
the city.
We in the trap, man. We in LA in the hood. Yeah, we're in the trap right now.
In no place I'd rather be, man. But definitely out here in Los Angeles, man. Came out here 10 years ago. Some people know what it's about. You know what I'm saying? I used to play ball in college. Everybody know that. Always wanted to do comedy. Never got to it, man. Just got up and came to Cali, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I'm going to start, I'm going to start out here.
Hell yeah.
It was crazy, though, because it was tricky when I came here, man. When I came here, I had a car. I had two cars, man.
You had two cars when you got here?
In Detroit, man. I had a Chevy. I sold it, bro.
Yeah.
For like $2,700.
Dang.
Threw it away, pretty much, right? Thought I had enough money, man, to get out here, man. Got out here, lost my money when I drove here, man. I lost all my money, bro.
How you lost it?
Pulled
you
up at I pulled up at a truck stop, man. I was because I saw the money I had. I thought I had enough bread. Pulled up, went in the bathroom, washed my face, whatever, man, and left my cash in my toiletry bag. Got in the car, pumped the gas, drove 3 hours. When we needed more gas, I'm like, damn, I left my bread. I had my cousin. He wasn't even supposed to be off the porch.
He wasn't even part. He was on the papers. My cousin Twan. Shout out my dog Twan.
Twan was on papers.
So Twan wasn't even supposed to be off the porch. And so he came out here. But came out here, man. And when I got out here, my mom was like, "Yo, we got some family." I googled some family and all that, man. And I found my cousin Rhonda, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And Rhonda,
oh, you had people in L.A.
Didn't know it though. Didn't know it. They had never met my family, mm-hmm. and they allowed me to come and hang out with them for a couple months. Before I knew it, they let me stay in the house, man. Rhonda Jordan, they gave me a house to stay in. Told me I can just pay for cable. I plugged that shit into the wall, bro.
Damn.
And watched cable. So I had 9 months, man. I came out 9 months to see the land, whatever. But I was blessed and shit. Started doing comedy. I was doing music first, messing around with music because I was, you know, I didn't know if I was ready, dog. But then finally got into it and then went from there, dog. So it's been fun, able to experience some shit doing it, man.
Hell yeah.
You know what it's about coming from somewhere, dog.
I started with the rap shit too, nigga.
I seen your album
That's
cover,
how I
dog.
Got the name Boogie B. Nigga. Oh, I was
it's still Boogie B.
I was in New Orleans. It's always been Boogie
I
B.
I thought you could dance. Nigga, from I was like, this nigga
I could dance. Nigga, I used to teach bitches how to twerk, nigga, back in the day. No homo, nigga, no homo. But I used to really, like, I started off one of the hottest, like, I had a clothing store in New Orleans. At 21 years old, I had my own clothing store, me and my partner. And we was getting money. So we used to have Juvenile, Wayne, Cash Money. Them niggas used to come to the store. And we used to lock the door, smoke weed in the back in the storage room. They used to come out, spend $2,000, $3,000.
$2,000, $3,000,
which was big money for us back
then. Absolutely.
And then, you know, so we used to freestyle with them niggas and rap while we smoking weed. The best way to freestyle, for the people who don't know how to freestyle, the best way to freestyle is high. If you high,
you got bars.
Nigga. He's spitting when you high. Because it's something about weed to make your mind flow better. You dig? So, man, we started doing all that shit. Then we started rapping because the rappers was fucking with us and shit. We was kind of like background dancers on the cool. It's going to sound weird, but people from New Orleans know what I mean because it was like songs with dancers in the songs. It was a dude named Josephine Johnny. If y'all don't know who he is, look him up. He was the hottest nigga in the city. Beyonce did his dance on stage. NFL players used to do his dances in the end zone.
So, nigga, where was comedy at? Was it third nigga, on the list? Did you
comedy?
And you was funny, and the nigga had jokes.
I did never plan on doing no stand-up comedy, man. Right. I actually was just a funny nigga in the hood who used to talk about everybody's clothes. I used to stand on the block like I'm selling crack, but I'd just be out there practicing joning on other niggas. That's all I was doing. Yeah, I wasn't even selling no drugs. Ooh. They get busted, nigga. I'm like, y'all got busted?
Exactly. Hey, nigga, we call it roasting where I'm from, man.
Roasting,
you know, that's all
joning.
Roasting,
in New Orleans, we call it ribbing. So, yeah. I mean, either way
and,
it go.
Yeah, and what's crazy, Boog, you got out here, man. I think you got out here, man, after I was out here for like maybe a year or two, but I wasn't doing comedy. And I used to see Boog. Boog was the
you
only.
You wasn't doing it when I got here?
I started doing comedy in like 2009.
So that's right before I got
here. So I seen Boog. Boog was the only one, man, had on nice clothes, bro. Like, he put on a nice shoe, like a shoe. Everybody got on sneakers. He have on some sort of shoe.
Like, that's when I used to. My style was different, nigga. I'm always a fashionable, trendy dude. So whatever's in fashion, nigga, I'll be wearing it. Yeah. But I used to have, nigga, the ties with the vests. You look, you know, with the jeans and the loafers, some nice little Gucci loafers, something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I used to dress, nigga. But I was already a funny. I came to L.A. funny from D.C. because I had been doing comedy in D.C. for 5-6 years before I even came to L.A.
Okay.
So when I came to L.A., nigga, I was ready for the world. I'm like, nigga, I'm funnier than what y'all trying to do. Yeah. Like, let's bring it. I'm ready for it.
But you know, you had to jump into the mix, though. Like, the real mix eventually had to jump into.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't doing comedy in Detroit. A lot of people don't know that. Actually, I did comedy at this place called Coco's House of Comedy, man. I would get faded, man. Me and my cousin Antoine again, dog.
Antoine was your ride or die.
Ride or die. We used to drink, nigga. We used to get drink a 40, smash it on the lot right there on Woodward and Jefferson or wherever that club used to be. And we go in there, dog. I go, and they used to jingle the keys if you wasn't funny, dog. And I do comedy until I hear one or two keys, and I'd be like, good night. and go back to my life. It was like a, it was like a secret part, dog, that I would try and don't do again for years. And then, because I just was, you know, I'm a ball player, man.
Right. It's weird for ball players to come out and do anything else
different.
But ball. So when they rap, when they do whatever it is, it's a weird feeling
and,
at first.
Right. And I'm from a place where, man, it's tough to transition and shit like that. You know, they're like, you funny, bruh? But I get a whole bunch of support from the city, though, dog. And that's why I'm glad. And I know y'all tuned in, too, man. And so, listen, and I'm going to be discussing some stuff today. I want to bring up some stuff, man. I want to talk about some stuff.
Talk about it.
That's on my mind, dog. If y'all got anything to say about it, man, call, say it live or say it on the comments in the replay. And we on Mortis Media Live, which this will be uploaded to. You may get it tonight or tomorrow. But make sure the hotline is 323-293-3375. It's the Kevin Tate Show, 323-293-3375. Call in. Listen, man.
It's going down.
So my thing is this, man. I'm tripping, man. I need to know, is it even possible, dog, to be in a relationship? Is that shit even possible? Because now, I mean, with all the social media and stuff like that and the access, is it possible to be like, man, that's me, she's me, that's my girl? I mean, because the way I see it, the way it used to be, but when you dated somebody, you knew if she was fucking with somebody, it was somebody at her job. Somebody, which one of these four motherfuckers?
Right.
She's seeing the same four motherfuckers every day. It's one of y'all.
It's one of you niggas.
But now, all day long, she looking at different type of niggas. All day long. She just swiping through, looking at all time. And your raggedy ass.
And there's some beautiful niggas on the internet. No homo, nigga. These niggas is some wavy hair, green eye, muscle cut up, nigga. Man, and your girl, and they in your girl DMs, too.
And you talking about you
just
mad.
On there.
And you talking about you mad.
Right.
You talking about you mad about something.
Nigga.
But I think that, but for that, though, man, that's why I'm like, man, how does somebody get married right now? How does somebody be like, man, you know what? I want to marry you, man. Because it's too much access.
Too much access.
They got twerk videos.
It's a lot of...
How you going... Who really gave a damn? You don't give a fuck? All right, I'm going to sleep on the couch. No problem.
Right, no Bring my problem. All right, I needed a night off anyway. I'm out of here.
I'm taking my phone. We got a caller, man. Hold on for a minute. Caller, what's your name? This is Kevin Tate Show. Thank you for calling. What's your name? State your name. Where you from? And ask your question.
Yes, this is Miss Liz.
What's up, Miss
Liz? From Chicago. I'm in Chicago, my hometown, but I'm out there in LA too.
Ooh, shout out Chicago. I fuck with Chicago. What's up, baby?
The shy in the building.
What's your question,
Mom? What's up, Rosalind, baby?
Oh, she banging on us and all that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was watching the show and you was talking about the hustle of Chicago. I mean, the business as far as the comedy business.
Mm-hmm.
As a woman and a BBW, you know, I do my comedy and dresses and my garter belt,
right.
And you know, I have my blood in my mouth, and you know, sometimes it becomes very sexist. You know, I don't, you know, eat pussy or nothing like that. I'm team dick all day, sometimes you know, I get misunderstood in my feminine way. You know, they think I let people know that I am a hoe, like I'm a slut, da da da. But the way guys come to me as far as the comedians, I get kind of like blackmailed and blackballed because I don't fuck, you know, I don't fuck them.
Right.
You know, so I feel like, what advice can you like give me? Because I know, I think I met you and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, well,
you was a gentleman and shit.
No, absolutely. You saying
that. Gentlemen can get some pussy, but, you know, I can't do no cocky ass motherfucker that's gonna zip his pants. Kind of, I let you get on the mic. Like, nigga, I don't need no mic.
I feel you, Ma. I respect that. What you saying on your? I definitely appreciate that too. I am a gentleman too. Put that out there. You talking about? So you saying, you know, advice to her how to maintain in this game?
Yeah, I mean, like if you cute and you come on stage and you repping cuteness, you want to be respected.
Yeah, you want to be respected. I'm gonna say this first of all. I think the number one way to be respected is to do you with no side view. Like, do you to death, man. Like, shit, if you go up there looking fly, do that shit. Be fly, but be fly with no apologies, though. You feel me? Because it look nasty on you if you apologizing for it. You feel me? Now, I will say this, though. Once you go up on the stage and you speak and you say, hey, I'm this way and I'm that way, to a certain degree, you know you're inviting that type of energy. You know you're inviting that type of energy. It's one way to look that way. But then if you speak that way and say, hey, I'm a hoe, I'm a slut, or however you put it, if that's what you're saying, then, you know, you're going to get a little bit. But you got to be able, you got to be tough skin and take what comes from that and keep it pushing. That makes sense, right?
Right.
Yeah, because there always, it's going to be somebody to say, because you can go up there and put on jeans and a sweater. Somebody going to say some shit, too. So the only way to make it in this game is just do you. You feel me? So you might as well go and do you to death. That make them the most sick when you just continue to do you to death. You see this shirt? You see me live, baby?
Yeah, I see you live. Yeah. You the homie. You the gentleman. That's why I fuck with you.
All day. I appreciate that,
but
baby.
There's some savages out there. I'm
you better believe it. Hey, you better believe
it. It's a straight comedian rapist out there in Hollywood. Right.
But you know what? I'm going to say this. It could be. But I'm going to say this. The game is full of traps. It's full of obstacles. It's full of bullshit. And that's why it's called Hollywood. And someone told me before, Hollywood is like the jungle. And the jungle has a way of getting rid of things automatically with just being the jungle. Those that are too sick, too young, too slow, too stupid, they're going to get ate up by the wildlife. Same way in Hollywood. If you're too young, too stupid, can't handle your moves, Hollywood going to spit you out. So it's always going to be somebody saying some shit, though. You feel me?
Yeah, I keep my gun on me. You know, I'm from Chicago.
Shit, your gun. You keep your gun.
Yeah, I ain't saying that. I got keep a garter belt and a gun. Yeah,
she's talking about keep your gun. She's talking about keep your gun.
I keep my money either way it go, nigga.
I respect your mind. What's your name again, baby?
Miss Lips, baby.
I respect that. You got me on Instagram.
Baby. Oh.
You got me on Instagram. Kevin Tate is KevinTateis. Yo, I appreciate you calling.
I know Miss Lips.
You know Miss Lips?
Hell yeah, I know Miss Lips. I follow her on something, too.
What's up,
and
baby?
She is thick, and I would hit that anyway. I don't give a...
Miss Lips,
if you get lonely, I'll take them down. Now. I ain't but one, man. One by
she
140.
I just don't hit her shit wrong.
I'm definitely going raw in the first time. So I'm just letting you know ahead of time.
Don't even bring that shit.
Don't even bring that shit to me.
I'm hitting
raw
the first
time.
She said she don't believe in abortions.
I'll just be on your ass for now.
It'll be a little boogie baby around.
I'm going to have a football team of kids. But, I don't give a damn.
But hey, Miss Lips, I appreciate you calling in. Make sure you call in every Wednesday right here on the Kevin Tate Show. Mind you have a good day, baby. Love you.
Peace.
Yeah, Miss Lil, I know her too, man.
You do?
Yeah.
You heard what she, man, I don't know if you can hear what she was saying, man.
What was the question? I missed
well,
the
well,
question.
Well, her whole thing was, you know, she go on stage looking sexy, you know what I'm saying? She put on her boots, her dresses, her whole thing, and she felt like, how do I get in the game without every dude wanting to fuck? But I fuck a gentleman.
Right, but, right.
I'm trying to figure out if this shit like,
well, you got to pick and choose who you get that ass to in this comedy game, in this Hollywood
game. And I just was telling her, you know what I'm saying?
You can't not do it, though. I feel like
you said
you're
gonna fuck something eventually.
Cause look, if I was a female, no. I'd be fucking something to make it, nigga. I'd be popping this pussy for a popsicle stick. Bitch, you getting me on. Like I'm getting on regardless.
We gotta call it. We gotta call
it. I do it.
We got a call coming in. Thank you for calling. This is Kevin Tate Show. State your name, where you from?
Well, I'm from Detroit. I'm your Auntie Gwen, loving you.
Auntie Gwen!
And put you out there.
Auntie Gwen, what's up? Let me tell you, Boog, this is my Auntie Gwen, dog.
What up, Auntie Gwen?
Let me tell you, man, she don't play no games. She don't play no games. How you doing, Auntie? I'm glad you called in. What's going on with you right now?
You looking good. You looking, you know, you're one of the tapes. I know. You come from that zip stock. So
and you do know that.
I know. You holding it down. And I'm just stopped just to let you know that I'm putting the love out there, that I follow you. You know, I put you out there. You should have a lot of calls from the city.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it, Auntie. I love you so much and miss you like crazy. That's my Aunt Gwen right there.
Gwen.
So much support. Make sure you tell the people at the job, not at the job, because you know you're a retired, wonderful woman right now, but let the people know to call in. And y'all make sure you listen to the show, Auntie. Anything you hear that you ain't supposed to hear, just hear it anyway. You know?
I hear you. All you right. know, hey, I can't know none of that. So you know I'm good with the good.
All right. Well,
I roll with the bad.
And I know what's going on. I miss you so much. And thank you for calling me, Auntie.
Auntie sound
love
like she
so
one
much.
Of them old.
I love you. You drive good.
Auntie would sound I like she you. One of them old play ex players when she used to sip that wine on them niggas and put a cat suit on and kill them back in the day. Hey. It sound like it.
Auntie, hey, Auntie's reformed, man. Auntie's always been a wonderful woman, hustler at most, man.
That's Detroit, as come on, man.
But yeah, man. So you know that's what we talking about. She just was talking about getting on and stuff like that. And make sure if y'all listening, we were talking about the, you know, the topic. An old girl called it. She
relationship
said,
topic. Yeah.
Yeah, but she did call in like, yo, and I got my pistol. I said, watch your back, just do your thing. See, I keep my gun on me. I'm like, oh, hold on, I ain't talking about.
She strapped up on these.
And things. I want right. And book, I want to hear from the ladies too. I want to make sure I want to hear from a clear point because you know they, you know, they talk about cheating. Any show that talks about relationship advice or relationships and shit, it always goes into cheating and everything. But damn, is it even such a thing? Is it even such a thing?
Yeah, hell yeah.
But what's about you, man? You ever been cheated on, man?
Man, I got cheated on a few times. But I mean, I don't mind getting cheated on as long as the bitch don't let me catch her.
Right.
Like, if you cheating on me, just get away with it. Like, I do you. Yeah. And then it's even. And it's like, even. You know what I mean? Hey. I give you the courtesy to not get caught.
Man, but I'm.
And not do it sloppy and not, you know what I mean? Because relationships ain't going to work. Unless you get some side action. Like, word. You got, because forever is a long time.
Forever is a long time.
And so, I ain't saying you're supposed to go fall in love with somebody, but go out, step out, and come back into your relationship refreshed and revitalized and ready to do it again. Because this shit is going to be 10, 20, 30 years. Enough. Of you and me just, and it's hard. So, I mean,
the lies is hard. The lies is the hard part.
Keeping up with your lies is the hard part.
You know, but
don't put your partner in the position to have to lie to you. Don't ask no questions. So just let this shit play like it's gonna play.
Because my thing is, who getting like? Look, man. Look, let me look, man. I look at man like, who doing that? Because of the contract is so fucked up. They need to bring that contract all the way back and revise it.
Yeah.
That came out the same time as the Constitution. They need to change that. And like you said, you done heard it a thousand times. It need to be a couple years and we come back to the table, renegotiate.
Hell,
you still feeling forever or not,
right.
Bitch, because once we sign these papers, we back on in 2020. Bitch, is you on? What you gonna do, man?
It gotta be some kind of way. But see, women have a different idea of this because the way they raised and the way they brought up about marriage and all of this other stuff. But at the end of the day, you gotta be on board with what he on board with. If the nigga you messing with ain't the type of nigga that you want him to be marriage-wise, then... You just gotta either conform to that or then get you another nigga.
Because it's what you look like. It's your decisions that you see. You know, you are a reflection of your decisions. Now, you know, I feel like if you're gonna be in the it's so hard to be in the relationship.
A lot of women because make bad decisions.
Yeah, you know, you make bad decisions. Some people scared to stay. Some people scared to leave, you mm-hmm. know, because they don't want nobody else to get to hitting that thing. You know what I'm saying? Somebody probably hitting it already, dog.
Exactly.
Somebody probably, if y'all having conversations, somebody probably already doing that already. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And y'all know me, what I talk about. If y'all know anything about me, y'all go to my YouTube page. Y'all check out my stuff. But you know, I don't play that shit, book. Like, a lot of shit. I got trust issues, and y'all know that, man. Like, I don't. Anybody that know me, no, I don't play. I go to the fair, nigga. Don't know we not watching no seats, nigga. We not doing. Don't wear no cologne over my house. You know, I had some shit at the crib. Nick came over with a whole bunch of cologne on. I said, nigga, if you don't get in the yard and wipe down, nigga, my family in here.
Put too much.
Well, who you come to see, nigga? So you know, I don't play it. So for me, you know, relationships can be complicated, dog. Because I'm complicated, man. Like I'm gonna tell you, man. I'm tough to be in a relationship with, man.
Nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I am. I'm tough to be in a relationship, but I make myself so easy to love, man. But you know what I'm saying? I'm flawed like a motherfucker.
But
man.
Again, it's on her though to decide if that's what she want to be or not.
Well, you know, definitely, man. I'm moving forward, man. I always move forward with the Kevin Tate thing, man. I think it's most important, man. You know, things have changed, man. How's this game changed you as far as it comes to your romance life, though? How's it changed you?
I mean, because
you ain't just boogie beep. Now you
I got a lot of rules for you, bitches. Any girl I deal with, I got so many rules about my social media, about her social media, about what, like, when I get with a woman now, it's me and you and fuck the world. Like, you can't be on my page trolling. I ain't on your page trolling.
How?
We not.
How?
Don't
How?
Add me.
How?
Don't add me.
Save me from me. Because if you add me, I'm definitely going. I'm definitely
going. Don't add me. Don't add your partner. I try to tell everybody this. Don't add your partner. If you add, I mean, this is where we go wrong, though. We add them in the beginning when we trying to get to know them.
Absolutely.
And now you can't
unfriend them because it's a problem. You got to add them. But you cannot be on friend. You cannot be friends definitely with Facebook. All the other stuff kind of can get blended in. But either any of that, Facebook, all of that stuff, because look, man, it's the temptation. How you not going
to
look?
It's not. It's now so you looking hard at, for you not to look.
Now you looking at comments and shit. Why this nigga commenting on everything? Now you in his face. Now you are, and that's real. And you know I talk about that.
Hell but
that's,
yeah.
And I tell my girl, hey, look, you got to just, we can't be. Well, can't you know, you be. We just can't be that because it's a problem. You can't save yourself from you. You know what I mean? So for all that, I think you should not follow. You should unfollow. I don't know if you should. Should you block?
You can't. I mean, you could block. I mean, if y'all had a problem with it before, I say block. I block. If you my girl and you done went on my page and you done saw some chick post something and like, oh, you so funny, I love you, and you came back to me and was like, oh, so she love you, huh? Yeah. Bitch, now you're blocked. We ain't gonna even have an argument because now you're blocked. Like, okay, we gonna argue about it, but you still blocked. And you're not gonna get unblocked, period, ever. I don't care how good you be. You're not getting unblocked. It's no unblocking. Once I block you, you're blocked. I can love you to from here to Jesus, but once you block, you block. Yeah, and
you
that's
know,
it.
You know, but you know, ladies do, you know, I feel like it's a two-way street, so I know ladies do a lot of the same shit that dudes do. Now it's a wide open game, man. You know, it's a wide open. And let me ask you this too, man. Side note, man. I want to ask you something about when I want to speak about the internet and how it relates to this shit that we do, dog. And I need to know you, I need you to speak as candid as possible, because for me, how do you feel like the game relates? From the internet to the actual comedy on stage.
Well, man. Internet is now the new thing, man. This is not no old school day. This is not 1994 where comedians is going on Def Jam and blowing up.
Absolutely.
Nowadays, it's all about social media.
Absolutely.
So if you're not following both of us on social media, like right now, then you're not even in support of this movement. Like,
absolutely.
All it is at Comedian Boogie B on Instagram, or at Kevin Tate is on Instagram, or at, you know what I mean? All you do is follow. You ain't got to go on our page and like that. Just follow us so that white folks can see that we doing our shit.
Right.
Because that's what they go by nowadays.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, and I feel like this. You know me, man. If you know anything about me, Boog, let me introduce. Look, man, it ain't a guy. And ain't a guy, ain't no color, ain't nobody, it ain't no color that nobody could stop. I don't see obstacles, all right? So I feel like there's no entity that could stop me from getting what I want in this game. So it could be a white guy listening, a black guy listening, trying to figure out, okay, what's his equity on his followers? That is true. Colorlessly. Because there ain't no obstacles, you know what I'm saying? I feel that way. That doesn't mean that I don't see color. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, in that, though, like, yeah, man, you right. This shit, social media is real. Like, you can say what you want. You can rot all you want. The traditionalists will die.
Hey, you see how niggas be used to post this social media. This ain't real life. No.
Nigga, this is real life. It's called live. It's called real live.
Let you say I'm about to blow the president up on Facebook.
They will be a nigga at your door for the commercial break, nigga. it's all real. You cannot discount it. That used to be a thing. Like, Facebook.
This ain't real.
I don't even buy the newspaper no more because of Facebook.
Exactly.
Nigga, I'm going to see what's happening on the toilet right here.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm
this
getting
is
up
real
in the morning.
Life.
First thing I'm grabbing is my phone.
Your phone. Nigga, you say all the syllables in that motherfucker.
I'm getting my phone to take it with me to go get my food to go shit. And I'm on the toilet way too long watching that motherfucker.
Hell
my ass sore. I'm in the shower with paralyzed legs because, nigga, I done ran a battery out swiping in the morning.
Shout out to all the niggas who take their morning piss, checking their Facebook at the same time and piss on the seat a little bit. Shout out to all y'all.
Nigga, because I'm keeping that active, though. I check that shit regularly, man, because that's, to me, that's the pulse of an artist.
Absolutely.
Real talk. It doesn't mean that but it's definitely the pulse of an artist. So to a certain degree, it's almost like if you see a girl on the internet and she got like 2 million followers and she bad, you know what I'm saying? You like, I ain't even wasting my life. But if you see a bad one over there with like 400 followers, you're like, I got a shot. You like all 18 posts, like, man, keep coming with
me. Hey, what kind of time and world is we living in where 400 ain't a lot? You see what I'm saying? That's 400 people, likes ain't nothing.
Humans, listen. Hey, but hey, yo, this is the Kevin Tate Show, y'all. We got to take a break. Make sure y'all call in when we come back. 323-293-3375. It's the Kevin Tate Show. If you don't know, now you know.
KT.
It's gonna be fun.
I like this shit. Kill, they got me here with my hat on backwards, nigga.
That's crazy.
I'm feeling this, nigga. Make a nigga put on a clean shirt right here.
It's time to party. Come on and roll.
Yeah, I saw you in the mall, caught that thing from behind. Exotic mommy, so I know I had to make a mind. You start walking and I reached out my hand. Gotta hurry and catch it before you catch up with your man. She like my style, I took a number. I like the look in her eyes, it kinda made me wonder. She was a trip too, she ain't waste no time. Copped a bottle and said that she be there at 9. Yeah, I was expecting a visit. I was hoping and wishing that maybe she would be with it. See, my house was stankin' and so I sprayed some pine. I opened up the door, then I kicked to the slime. Told her, how you doing, baby? I'm glad I got ya. Now that you're here, I feel I wanna rock with you. Invite you in, give you rose and wine. Pull out your chair, cause damn, you fine.
Yeah. It's time to party. Thank God it's Friday. It's time to party. Come on and roll with me.
After we eat, I feel it's time to talk. Down by the fire for your heart, I stalk. Like any other guy, I want to rush the sheets. But you slow me down with a kiss on the cheek. Oh yeah, girl, this night is your desire. Romancing, hugging, fucking by the fire. I'ma get that pussy real, real soon. Is what I told her while I hold her on the way to the room. This is a night you'll always remember, like January 1st or Christmas in December. Laid you down and start kissing your neck. And with your legs around my waist, you would squeeze my back. Tossing and turning, all immersed in my polo sheets. I take my time with you, you know, vibe with you. My California queen and her California king in a California.
Doing freaky things. Hey, that KT did.
Yeah.
Hey, what the name of that song is?
Hey, it's called TGIF, man.
TGIF.
Thank God it's Friday. I had some shit, man.
Yeah,
I
you had some shit in the chamber, boy.
I fuck around a little bit. Then I just figured out, like, man, I ain't gonna wanna do this forever, man. I don't think I'm gonna wanna do this forever, man, because, you know, I came out here to, I was too scared to get on stage, dog. I was too scared when I first moved out. I was just like, and I used to work at the House of Blues. I got a job at the House of Blues.
On Sunset?
On Sunset, man.
Yeah.
Before I did any comedy, I used to stare across the street at the Comedy Store, and it was like, dog, I would watch on Tuesday nights. I'd be like, who the fuck is Jerrod Tillman? And what is this? Like, what the fuck does that mean? Because that's right. The night it'd be the black
tripping
people.
Tripping on Tuesdays.
Tripping on Tuesdays. I used to work the bridge in a suit, and I used to let people in. I remember thinking Memphis Will was famous. I remember thinking Lil G was famous.
Oh, shout out to Memphis Will.
Yeah,
Lil G,
because
man.
That's all I knew. I seen them most. Exactly, right? So, and I would watch that every day. And I on my lunch breaks, dog, I would go over there in a suit and sit right there, dog, and eat. And watch comedy for 30 minutes. Nigga, I seen Martin up there. Nigga, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get up there. And that's the crazy, ironic part about it, man. You know, scared to get up there. And then finally, because I was up at House of Blues, getting them at the door. Shout out House of Blues, man. I was getting them at the door. You know, I had to. I was surviving in this game.
Yeah.
I had everything going. And then finally, they just said, all right, man, we just can't put you on the clock. We're not going to fire you because we fuck with you.
But damn, nigga.
You can't come here. You're
fucking up too much.
When I start seeing my shit once a month on the goddamn months, I said, these niggas is telling me to go home.
They said, this nigga Kev selling pills at the door, nigga. Let's just go ahead and send him on.
Oh, bullshit, man. And I went up there and got on stage and got started with this shit, though, man. But
hell yeah. How'd it go, though?
You know what, dog? It went... Oh, it's crazy, too. It went okay, dog. It went okay for the simple fact people laughed at my thoughts. Now, it wasn't a crazy, because it was in an original room at the Comedy Store.
Okay,
it was like, you know what I'm saying? So I did my little jokes. The one joke worked. I dove off the stage. It I'm out.
It was all white folks?
It was all white folks, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ron G was in the back of the room. He come up like, man, you good, man. Just get your head up and shit. I'm like, all right, bro, whoever the fuck. But it was Ron G.
Right. Ron G.
Yeah.
Shout out Ron G.
Right.
That's the homie now.
Yeah, that's
you know
the homie
I mean?
Now. And it was back then, though. But like, yeah, man, that's what it was doing. It went well. And you know what, too, man? Book, we got to talk about something, man.
What's that? What you want to?
Man, look, man.
Talk about it.
I got asked a question before, live, on a radio show or something like that. They said, man, how was it the first time you bombed? Right? That's what they asked me. He said, how was it the first time you bombed?
Everybody want to know that. I get that question all the time.
So my answer was, well, man, I never bombed before. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Which rubs comedians the wrong way.
We ain't going to believe you ain't never bombed.
Absolutely. They ain't going to believe that. So let me tell you what I mean by bomb. Because I don't think just because a comedian goes, that don't mean every joke worked.
Right.
But I ain't never went up there and they was like, get this nigga out of here. That has never happened to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what bombing is. I don't think.
Yeah, nigga. I bomb.
And listen.
I bomb.
Right. So my thing is, we got a call on the line. Hold that book. This is the Kevin Tate Show. Thank y'all for calling in. State your name and where you from.
That's my Curtis Tate. I'm from Miami, Florida.
Wait, another Tate.
What's up, Papa Smurf? That's my daddy, man.
What's up,
I ain't heard from him. Tate,
all right, 40 man. Years. I told me you was on, man, and I'm driving right now.
They told me if I get a podcast, right? I might can find my real father and shit. So,
ain't never lost it, so it's all good.
I'm talking shit. What's up, baby?
It's good, man. I'm out of weather this storm down here. I'm trying to get back right.
That's right. My dad down in Miami and shit. I told him what you told me when I called you when the storm was coming. I called him. I said, look, man, is you good? Is you going to get out of it? He said, man, I'm good. I got my shutters and I got that tequila you bought me. I said, you better get
taking the essentials. The tequila. The essentials.
And a good cigar. A cigar wet than a motherfucker.
You can't get through no storm without a good tequila.
cigar man, wet than a motherfucker, man.
That's true, man. Man, it was all good, though, man. As well as the storm, some people got still out of power a little bit, and things are trying to get back to normal down here, man.
That's
they got
real.
Trees down in the wind.
That's
so,
real.
But the parties never stopped, man.
Yeah, no, we do know that, man. Well, man, you've been hearing some of the stuff we was talking about on the show just now. Was you able to catch any of
it? You're not on the radio. I'm driving. Can I find you on the radio?
You can find me on your phone, MorrisMediaLive.com. This ain't the time to join the show.
Okay.
You think we're going to just tune into your local radio?
I don't know what's going on. I'm like, what you on? AM or FM? What is it?
This ain't no goddamn
radio. 1340? What you on? 1340? Old school with it. This is the new school, man. We on the internet and we on live on.
Yeah, man, it's internet.
Man, hell, I'm trying to come up, man. Why don't y'all ease up on me, player?
Ain't nothing wrong with being old school, Pop.
Hey, no. Oh, man, hey, yeah, he fly, man. Well, shit, man, I'm glad you called in. You know, we doing this every Wednesday, Pop, so, you know, we're going to be live. Feel free to call in, man. If you can, man, you can catch the replay on MorrisMediaLive.com, too, man. You could listen to the whole show.
Morris Media?
Morris Media. Morris Media. That's a problem.
You got a speech impediment?
That's a problem.
Morris Media Live.
Morris Media Live. You talking about line, nigga. I'd rather
look
speak,
like
man,
line,
nigga. Than not be able to read, nigga.
I can't
read. I can't talk, nigga. But we live and you know it, man. So I'm glad you hit us up, man. Stay tuned in, man. And we're going to keep on rapping. I love you, man. I'm glad you got with me.
Big Tate.
Hey, I love you, man. I'm very proud of you. Very proud of you, man. I'm going to be up on it next Wednesday, bro.
Dundilly, man. Dundilly.
Okay.
All right.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
Man, I should have posted this show too, man. I ain't getting no calls and I ain't know what. Look, man, I should next week I'ma post it and I'm get my
the
family to call
the Kevin Tate Show. Your auntie ain't calling the Kevin Tate Show till tomorrow.
Right.
When you gotta tell
next
her
next week.
I ain't even know what
to send out, so I ain't send nothing out.
I'ma have you laced.
Me laced next week so my mama could call in and tell you the recipe to some greens and shit. My mama gonna call and talk about a bunch of nothingness.
Right. Nigga, you see, I just had to chop all my conversations.
Like, all right, Pops, I'll holler at you. But you ain't even listening to the show, Pops, but I'll holler at you.
But what were you talking about? But like I said, man, with bombing, to me, that's what I feel like bombing. Bombing is going up there and the people saying, we're tired of you. Get out of here.
Let me tell you my quick bomb story. All like, right. This wasn't the first time I went on stage. The first time I went on stage was in New York City, downtown in Manhattan, at a place called the New York Comedy Club.
Right.
I went up there, all white folks killed. It was a bringer show. So you had to bring five people for them to, you know, for you to perform. I brought my five. I did my time. I killed it. I was living in D.C. at this time. So I get back to D.C. and think, I can do comedy anywhere because I just ripped in New York.
Right.
So I ain't know they had real comedy shows in D.C. where it's all black folks.
Yeah.
And this is like the Def Jam crowd. So I go on stage and the host is the one of the comics who was on Def Jam back in the day when all Martin right. was the host.
All right.
The dude named Kevin Lee. Shout out Kevin Lee. I went on stage in a place called Edgewater, Maryland, right outside of D.C., because I Googled it and found it and went there to do stand-up. When I get there, I sign the list. The dude said, "You a comic?" I'd only did it once, but I said, "Hell yeah, I'm a comic."
Absolutely.
So I jumped on that. He said, "Well, you up first?" I went up there, and I was just full of energy, just country in New Orleans and hood, and it's all redneck white yeah. folks, and it's a few little sprinkled in black folk. But nigga, it was silent night, holy night in that bitch. It was a nigga, you can hear a rat pissing on cotton in the back. It was nothingness. And this ain't the, but I didn't feel bad about it because I was ill prepared. I didn't even bring the little few little jokes I had wrote down. I didn't bring them with me. I forgot them, couldn't remember. So I ain't feel bad about my set. This way it get fucked up. The host come back to the stage. Now, remember, he done been on Def Jam.
Right.
Black dude, funny as a motherfucker. Kevin Lee. Kevin Lee go on stage and say, "Well, y'all give it up for Boogie B." And ain't nobody clap, nigga. Like, two people clap. Nigga, it was like, nigga, two people were like, "All right, nigga, we clapping." He said, "Y'all better clap before I bring Boogie B ass back up here and lock the door." Nigga, I was in the back hurting. He asked the man. Now, the next dude, he ain't even leave it there. The next dude get ready to go. He said, "Now, this is open mic, so anybody could come do it." He asked the next dude, "Where you from?" The next dude was like, "I'm from such and such." He was like, "Good. Because if you would have said your ass was from New Orleans, you wasn't getting up here, goddammit." And nigga, the crowd laughed again. And every time they laugh, I'm sitting in the back of the room. Every time they laugh, they turn and look at me, nigga. I was getting smaller in the chair, nigga. I was like, I ain't know what to do. I don't know how to take this. I'm fresh out of New Orleans, nigga. My clothes were still wet at the time, nigga. I'm fresh out of Katrina. So this nigga go back up there on the third one, and he said, "Yeah, man, y'all give it up for such and such. They ain't want to clap." He said, "God damn, y'all ain't give it up for him." Shit, he didn't leave his joke book in New Orleans like Boogie B did.
Hey, but you know what? That's crazy. Hey, but that probably motherfucker put you in a whole nother zone about. I ain't never, first of all, lying about time saying you could do the gig. Yo, nigga, I tried to, nigga, they used to do the thing. You remember the thing at San Manuel?
Yes.
Now, when I tell you I ain't never bombed, that doesn't mean I ain't never had situations. Bro, I'm saying.
You call your bomb situation. This ain't no bomb. Yeah, nigga, well, it's a situation. It's a situation.
So I take the show at San Manuel because, you know, you can make a couple more dollars if you do the set. So I go out there. This when Tiffany Haddish had the room.
Oh, yeah.
That's when it was Tiffany Haddish had the room. Nigga, anybody can
shout
say
out Tiffany.
Shout out
nigga,
Tiffany Haddish for sure, my motherfucking friend. She used to have a room. So I'm thinking I'm about to go up here, do my little 12 minutes and get the fuck on out of here. Tiffany ain't talked to nobody. She done told the crowd, whatever. She back and forth, the room on fire. I got about 7 hard minutes of good comedy, nigga. She came out there, said, "How much time I'm doing on the mic pass?" She was like, "You got 25.
God damn.
25, nigga, at about the 8-minute mark, nigga, I was up there, nigga, singing. Nigga, you ain't never seen me sing on stage, nigga.
Shoo-be-doo-be-doo.
I'm talking about that was
shoo-be-doo-be.
But, bro, I'm telling you, dog, and then when, and I don't know if you know this, but that's how you got, to me, I feel like that's how you got to press this game, especially in Hollywood, because folks look right by you. I tried to tell, I used to go up there on Monday night at Improv, and it was old. Book, I used to go up there.
When it was old.
When they used to flip it. Nigga. They done put, you ain't see the fucking, the bar is new there.
It's so new.
So I go in there, dog. I'm like, "Man, I can do this fucking stage. I've never been on stage. I can do this stage, man." Spike, like, nigga, Marlo was hosting. Sexy Marlo.
Oh, what shout up, Marlo? Out. She was a beast,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she came out hosting. Like, Spike was like, "This nigga talking about he can get up on stage." She was like, "Who? Who is you, nigga? This, I ain't.
Damn.
Nigga, I'm fresh out. I just did my little 2 minutes, nigga, somewhere else." And she was like, "Yeah, well, all right, well, whatever, nigga. You ain't, this stage ain't easy. Get my Long Island. I go sit in the seats," because I'm like, whatever. She go on stage, like, "It's a nigga out there talking about he can kill this room.
What?
I'm going to bring his ass to the stage, and I want y'all to boo his ass, let him know that we don't bullshit in here." Dog, she called me to the stage, said, "I'm going to get your ass to me. Where you at, nigga?" I'm like, "Fuck, go on stage." And they gave me 2 minutes. And I ain't gonna front, I hit a home run in 2 minutes. Reg cut the mic with his sad ass.
Reg cut the mic.
He cut the mic. But the crowd was and that's how Spike started fucking with me from a what's up standpoint.
But it wasn't bad though.
No, I didn't go bad at all, but I had to press a line, and that could have went either way.
That shit could have damn sure.
You know, they wouldn't even take, you can't bomb out here.
Hell no, you can't bomb.
So I'm
because that becomes your name, nigga. Yeah. What's your name? Kevin Bomb.
Right, so I'm honest. I didn't take a lot of chances when I first started. I'm a ball player, dog. I can't take that L. My ego can't take that L.
Not so, when you used to dunking on
Yeah, so I'm just going to do my two jokes that work, bro. And that's how I started. And then, you know, and now my shit is expanded to about an hour. You know what I'm saying? 54 minutes.
Everybody think they a comic now, though.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Everybody think that. And so you say that, and I say to these people who killing it on the internet, and you only get on stage every once in a while, mm-hmm. build your time up. Get 2 hot minutes, and then 3, yeah. and then 5, and then 10, and then 15. Take your time and make sure your jokes is fire.
Yeah.
Even if it's a short amount of time, do your shit fire. Even if it's 3 fire minutes, cut it after that 3 if that's all you got. And then you won.
And ain't nobody thinking about that in the crowd. They ain't holding no clock. Because let me tell you what I say to people that's online that has a huge presence that jumps on stage to do comedy. Look, I can't knock the hustle for real. But I will say this, like, you still got to do this shit. Like, you can't. You got to do it. And I think, and that's the same thing with cats that's on stage that ain't got no internet presence that's very huge. Like, my internet presence is not very huge, but it's a part of the game that you gonna have to do it.
You got to touch that internet.
So just like we got to go through the process in that, I think, in order to be successful. That doesn't mean that there's a right way or a wrong way, but if you want to get to the pinnacle, because I think they're able to do very well in comedy clubs because of their internet following. So
hell yeah.
I can't knock the hustle for real. I support
Shout
it.
Shout out to all of y'all, you know, internet
I support
diggers.
It. Because
Just Hilarious, Ryan Davis, all. Shout out to all y'all
because
doing y'all
Absolutely,
because
I don't feel like nobody in my way, man. And, you know, nobody it's enough of this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's enough shit for all of us. And shit. I just think that in it, it has to be done. And I think a lot of times when you bring that up, people think we just talking about the internet people. But the comedians, you can't be old, dog. Like, you can't be old. Don't be the old nigga.
You better stay 12 years old, nigga,
you know
forever.
And but you know what? You can't do that, bro. You gotta stay, you know, you gotta stay in the mix and shit like that, though, man. But
you gotta catch up.
So how many hustles have you had out here, dog?
Nigga, how many hustles? Nigga, this is Hollywood.
Right.
I done drove Uber and Lyft last, nigga. I done hustled a bunch of fat bitches out of snacks and shit out of their crib. Nigga, I don't have no weight limit and no age limit. I was fucking the bitch 55.
Yeah, she got the cable package, bitch.
5,500 pounds, damn near. Like, it don't matter to me. As long as you got a cute face, nigga, and some groceries in the crib. If I need it, nigga, and you want to give it to me, give it to me.
Hey,
shit, that's why
you got to pay attention to, ladies. Nigga got a PlayStation in his car.
That nigga live in his car.
His home is wherever he plug in at. But I respect it. You know, it's a town of hustles, though. And, you know, what's crazy about coming, you hear a lot of people say, man, I can't come to L.A., man, that shit too expensive. Listen, the opportunity is available. You know what I'm saying? I'm past the stage of telling niggas to come to L.A., though.
I don't tell niggas to come to L.A. I tell niggas, stay where you at and blow up from where you at.
But
and
you know
then
what?
Come to L.A.
But I'm going to tell you, though, that's a way you can do that. But you're
on
talking
the
about
internet.
With the internet.
The internet.
However, now, what I feel about, there are things that's missing when you don't live in Los Angeles. See,
there
you
is.
Could be the you miss the inside. It's a motherfucker inside. Somewhere right now in Atlanta, somewhere right now in Florida with a huge following that just don't know how to get on this goddamn showcase or
that's
how
all.
To get on this or mm-hmm. how to get on that. And that's the only thing that you miss from not living here. Now, you mm-hmm. can blow up and then come out here. Now it's a little different.
Yes. Don't come out here with nothing, no following, just your talent, nigga, because then you're going to be sleeping in the car like the rest of us had to do.
Well, you
before
know,
the and we had to do that before the internet.
See,
I wouldn't do it now because I know what I know. If I was trying to get into comedy right now, I'd be like, "Fuck stand up, man. Let me get this following up on Instagram first. Then I'll do stand up, and then niggas would be paying me to sell out 4-5 shows on a weekday, on a weekend or a weekday. I could sell it all out. I don't give a damn if I ain't funny or not. Right. Let me work these jokes out to my audience that follow me already.
And see, coming in
and get paid for it.
Because coming in the game in 2007, nigga, it wasn't no Instagram. You know, it was a Facebook.
I came in in 06. Nigga.
I'm talking about. Well, you could really get a following when it was really like you could see the game plan. Like, oh shit, if I can get boom, 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 this actually translates into money. Because now it's a business now to the point where move out the way. They could come in here and sell us out. Because improv got to look at it like, shit, man, we can fill our seats up and sell all these drinks, man, because of this girl. Shit. So it puts the comedian, the funny comedian or the unfunny comedian or the comedian only in a tough position and shit. So, you
can't
know.
Be no only comedian.
But now, I will say this to the people that are able to do things like that, that, hey, man, it's a hire and fire situation a lot of times, though, and when it comes to fan base, sometimes.
It can be.
Only fan base, not your money, because you'll be able to go anywhere.
Yep.
And fill a room up, and somebody going to take that call. So I know that part of the game.
The thing is, you got to be talented.
Yeah.
If you say you talented on the internet, be talented in real life. Yeah. And if you talented in real life, it'll show in person. It's a couple of them internet cats that came in the game, and I fuck with them heavy. DC Young Fly, the nigga talented.
He's talented.
He was good on the internet with his shit, but when I saw him in real life, the nigga's talented.
He's a talented person.
Outside of just the internet. So exactly. When you see him, when he do stand-up, he necessarily material-wise ain't Chuck deep because he just started. But the nigga's funny and his personality comes out and he blazes the stage and that's all.
So I can appreciate somebody like that.
If you
got it, you gotta have some talent because eventually the game will come and they're like, okay, well, people are leaving, people are whatever. But I think it's a process, and I think if you continue to do it, it's something you're gonna have to do.
Hell
it's
something, yeah.
Because any comedian, you can say what you want, ain't nobody gonna wanna keep getting up in nobody 10. You could do an hour. That feeling is worse than the money sometimes. If you're talking about you got a whole hour, that shit is it's like, all right, let me practice, bro.
Oh,
you keep talking about, I'm gonna pick up a bag in a minute. You stand up there in front of an hour and ain't got shit to say. But
you'll find out how long an hour really is.
An hour
is your life.
So let me ask you this though, man. I just ordered me a phone, dog. I just ordered a phone, man. It was a refurbished phone and shit because my phone is cracked. So I said, I'm about to get an iPhone and shit, man. I'm about to see what the iPhone. You know anything about a phone? See, that's a droid, man. You know anything about an iPhone?
I know everything.
Or you know anything about
phone? Nigga, I used to work at T-Mobile, nigga.
Before, God damn it.
Nigga, I done did it all, nigga. T-Mobile. I done had about 37 jobs. So, nigga. And I'm. God damn,
we got a caller, man. Thank you for calling the Kevin Tate Show. What's your name? Where you from? Say something to me.
Sarah Talley from Atlanta.
Hey, how you doing, Sarah Talley from Atlanta?
How are you?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Hey, Miss Talley.
I'm good. How are you both?
Good.
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you for calling the Kevin Tate Show, man. Say something to me, man. What's on your mind, Miss Sarah Talley?
Not a lot. Just calling to wish you the best and tell you to keep on keeping on.
Oh, absolutely. 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 You know who this is? This is my auntie, Sarah Talley, right here.
Oh, it is.
This is my daddy, big sister, man.
Had to be.
The oldest and the cutest.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
The oldest
you do know
and the cutest.
Man, that support. I need that support, Book. Hey, Book, I need this type
of
support, man.
Ain't nobody calling in. Your family got your back 100 times.
Because, you know, auntie, you know you called in on the ground level. This ain't no regular show.
This about to blow.
Okay.
I know.
This ain't no way. Yeah, this absolutely. So you know what I'm saying is the fact that you on here, I need to make sure that were you able to hear us where you were?
Oh yeah, I still got you on my iPad.
Hey, so you live. Can you see me?
She
doing
up to date.
I'm looking
at
both of y'all.
She got the up to date.
She been like, she the first one that brought me to California. You know that, right, auntie? You brought me to California when I was 20 years old. She had a convention.
Let you hang with me.
Yep, she showed it. That was my first time I seen California from Detroit, man. Shit.
Damn.
I was riding around, man, thinking this place was a crazy place to drive, but it inspired me, and I knew that that was in my brain to know, all right, there's a place.
That's dope.
There's a place. But I'm glad you called in here, auntie, and checked with us on the Kevin Tate Show.
I will definitely continue to listen and
auntie, you cooking tonight?
I don't know. Probably not.
Oh, you must ain't got no kids or nothing in the house.
Yeah,
no.
She ain't got time for that. She got what she going to eat. She bought what she was going to eat today.
That's right. When I eat, my whole family eats.
Yeah, that's it. Everybody fed when you eat.
Hey, that's it.
But I'm glad you called.
Your other aunt, your favorite aunt out of Detroit, called me to bring me up to speed. So I said, That's Miss Gwen. You know that.
You know this live. She's like, yeah, another thing. I talked to your mama today. She said, you know this live.
Talk about anything.
She was like, yeah, did you get that mail? I said, like, yeah.
Your check had came from your movie, you did.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if I'm going to put it in my account.
I'm going to put it in my account, but I'm going to transfer it to you. I'm going to send you a money order.
But, Auntie, I want you to tune in with us on Wednesdays and just hear some of the topics we talk about. We're going to have a little more. We're going to get a little. Some days it's going to be intense. Some days it's going to be light. You know what I'm saying? We're going to cover a lot of stuff. And this is the Kevin Tate Show. My man, Boogie B. Montreal.
Hey, right. Boogie
Thank
B.
Thank you, Mr. Boogie B. Thank you.
Appreciate that, Miss Tally.
Looking out for my nephew.
Yeah.
That's my dog.
Ain't my main apple scrapper out here. I love Detroit.
All right. Well, thank you, Auntie. And we're going to close this thing. I'm so glad you called me. I love you.
Y'all keep up the good work. Thank you.
All right, no doubt. It's the Kevin Tate Show, man. Feel free to call in 323-293-3375. Yo, we coming to an end. Yo, this is the first show, man.
Man, that shit went by so quick.
It was the first show. So I want y'all to listen, man. I want y'all to let. This is the Kevin Tate Show. I want y'all to follow me on Instagram at Kevin Tate Is. KevinTateIs. Boog, what's your Instagram?
At Comedian Boogie B. Comedian and BOOGIEB. Holla at your boy.
Now,
man.
The things that we talking about on this radio show, are they going to be unedited? They're going to be uncut. I'm going to get a little more deeper. I'm going to speak off the record if there is such a thing live, but I'm going to speak straight.
You're going to speak on the record, but
on
it's
the
off
record,
the record.
But it's off the record, meaning regardless of what my relationship status is, I'm speaking straight and true on feelings, and that's what we talking about. Everything is coming real uncut. We don't.
I'm going to be lying a little bit. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I'm going to lie a little bit sometimes.
Because it's live.
If you catch me in it, then you already know I was going to lie.
Don't call in. But that's what this is about. This is where you get Kevin Tate uncut, bud. This is where you get the Kevin Tate that ain't on stage.
Hell, the shit
you want to know, the real underground shit, I'm going to tell you straight up. So for everybody that tune in, y'all a part of something special. This day one, and y'all my day ones, and this the Kevin Tate Show, MortisMediaLive.com. Now, this will be going up. Y'all check my YouTube page for it, but tonight it'll be on MortisMediaLive.com. We'll be back Wednesday. I'm looking for y'all. I love y'all. And like I say, this is the Kevin Tate Show. If you don't know, now you know.
You know.
It's gonna be fun.
I like this shit. Yo, they got me here with my hat on backwards, nigga.
That's crazy.
I'm feeling this, nigga. Make a nigga put on a clean shirt right here.
It's time to party.